With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented, as always, by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, November 8th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Hi.
That is the foursome on a football Friday, presented by the Sportsbook of Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet for real sports fans. Cake's riding a high, man. The Raiders 5-4.
Yeah, I was super pumped. I'm so excited as a lifelong Raiders
You're lucky
fan.
Phillip Rivers stinks. Could he throw more picks?
Yeah, I think I can say I'm no longer really a Raiders fan.
You're just a fantasy fan.
Yeah, I grew up a Raiders fan as a kid and loved them as a kid, but over the last probably 15 to 20 years, my Raiders fandom has faded.
It's fine. It's normal.
It's what it is.
I mean, your guy was Marcus Allen. When did he last play?
Yeah, I mean, Marcus Allen was
talking about in the 80s.
Mark Van Egan, was that one of the running backs in the 80s?
The fullback.
Jim Plunkett. I mean, Cliff Branch. Those were my guys. Yeah. Okay, I understand.
You love Freddie B.
That was a long, long time ago.
I wish you would adopt the Skins then, since there's this vacuum
there.
You know
what? Look, the ticker, the heart wants what the heart wants. And this heart does not want the Skins.
The heart wants no team. You prefer no team, because that's what it is. You're just a fantasy guy.
Yeah, I think I'm an NFL, I'm a vagabond at this point. I'm kind of just like floating along in the wind.
By the way, speaking of the Skins, they don't play on Sunday. And we put a poll on Junk's Radio where 1,300 plus responded. How do you feel that there's no game on Sunday? Three choices. Bummed, psyched not to watch them,
can I guess?
Or apathetic. How many were bummed?
2%.
4%.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Well, that's only because they wanted to make some money and bet against them.
Why would you want to waste 3 hours to watch just a team that you root for lose?
It's just
because embarrassed.
It's something that we've done our whole lives.
Yeah,
that's all. It's just something we've done our whole lives.
Still your team.
Yeah, but you wouldn't look forward to it. When you're 1-8, I don't. Can you still look forward to a Redskins game when you're 1-8?
Not really.
I guess you can.
When opening kickoff, happens, I get a little bit psyched.
It still holds promise.
Yeah, and then they go down, and then they're never going to come back, and then it gets frustrating.
Well, you want to see Haskins now.
Yeah, there's a curiosity factor. I understand why people will still watch, because, like you said, lifelong fans, it's what you do on a
tradition.
Sunday.
I heard this. I'm not going to tell you the player's name. All right? We were talking about Haskins yesterday for a long time. I'm not going to tell you the player's name, but this is from a well-placed source.
Okay.
The player said to my source.
Hold on. A current player for the Redskins?
Current young player for the Redskins.
Okay.
When asked about Haskins, his quote was, "That boy don't know what's going on." That was his quote.
Okay.
"That boy don't know what's going on."
That's not great. It's not what you want to hear.
And we heard some other stuff after the show yesterday. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm with Eric. Eric and I, we were debating with some listeners and some other people yesterday about how much time you give Dwayne Haskins.
But to defend,
and I will give him the rest of this year, and I'll even give him next year.
To defend Haskins.
I think that's only fair.
But I think maybe the middle of next year, if he's still struggling, you got to make a
decision.
His
head probably should be swimming at this point.
Exactly.
He doesn't have a ton of experience, so I don't.
Well, that's not. But it's still not good when a player says that.
Agreed. But he should be a little bit clueless at this point, learning as he goes.
He might be a lot clueless.
Okay, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
All the thing is that you're hearing a lot of things behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But despite that, he still deserves more than. I mean, people want to make a referendum on the guy after one start.
Yeah.
I'm saying, forget, even after eight, it's not fair. He deserves this year, next year, and then we can start to decide.
See, I
don't care if freaking Joe Montana's coming
out. I'm with you. I want to see what he's got too.
What killed it for Haskins was the fact that the Arizona Cardinals showed that they were willing to punt on Rosen after just 1 year. So now fans look at that and say, well, the Cardinals did it. Why can't the Skins do it?
Well,
I think that's part of the reason.
They've set the precedent.
Yeah. It is. But and I will actually give the Redskins that caveat, too, when you have regime change.
Yeah.
Because then guys want their own guys. That makes it a little easier to swallow. So, if you know, and the Redskins will have a new coach. The difference is I know the Redskins will hire a coach, and it'll give them the Jay Gruden mandate. You have to work with RG3.
Right.
You have to work with Haskins.
And then they just lie. So, yeah, I can work with Haskins. They take the job, and then they just push him off to the side and push their own quarterback.
Well, they probably, you know, they probably want to see for themselves. See for themselves what they have.
Right.
And then they may decide in a few weeks.
I don't know how many teams are going to be looking for quarterbacks in the offseason, but I think the Chargers are one of them.
That maybe. I didn't watch any of the game last night, so I don't know. Rivers is terrible.
Oh, he was
some
so
of those
bad.
Picks
he,
were
he had three
dreadful.
Picks. Two of them were just god awful. But he had two more. He should have thrown five. Two were called back for penalties on the Raiders.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the pick six was just terrible. That Harris.
So they were just abusing him. How'd they only win?
And they sacked him five times.
How'd they only win by two?
Yeah, because the Raiders aren't great. And Melvin Gordon has taken over. If you have Eckler in a fan, now Eckler scored last night, but
know,
he just doesn't get the touches.
His role has been greatly diminished. But trust me, he was carrying my squad early. Now it's not what it was, obviously.
Rivers is 100 years old. He's got, you know, 27 kids. He needs to call it quits. They need to look somewhere else and go younger at quarterback. He's just, man, some of those throws yesterday were like, that's an old man throwing a football.
Although a couple days ago, I looked at the leaders for quarterbacks, and this doesn't tell the whole story, but I think Philip Rivers was number one in yards.
That's of course, he throws a million passes. And that's okay if you have him in fantasy league, but man, he was bad last night. He didn't have a ton of yards last night, I'll tell you that.
He's got 2,800 yards. I don't know if that includes last night. 14 touchdowns, 10 picks. I don't know if that includes last night or not the season.
I think it would.
He's just not been very good this year. But hey, the Raiders are 5-4.
Give them credit. They're 5-4, 4-1 at home in their last season in Oakland before they moved to Vegas.
And I believe I heard this morning the Raiders have two gimmies in the next 2 weeks. I think the Bengals and the Jets.
They have the Bengals at home, and then they're at the Jets on November 24th.
Well, it's clear John is the better head coach. The Redskins had the nubs.
Nobody's disputing that.
John is the far better coach.
Who would dispute that?
Yeah.
I mean, who would argue that? One has a Super Bowl, one that didn't even get close.
I would just defend Jay and say he was coaching here. You know, you can almost just write it off.
That is the defense. If I'm Jay Gruden, I walk into whatever the next job is.
I'll say this.
I don't even have a resume. I just say, I work for the Skins.
If Jay Gruden was the head coach of the Raiders this year, I think they'd be 5-4 too.
No way to know it.
I know. That's just my guess.
Yeah, but
you give him Josh Jacobs.
I know the staples of Jay Gruden was lack of discipline, penalties.
Yes, Travi. What do you want to say?
It lasted all 6 years.
It was just a year ago where everyone called John Gruden an idiot, a buffoon. Game has passed him by. Why did he trade Mac?
I was one of those people.
Well, yeah, that trade
and look
you
at
made
him.
You scratch your head. But the guy can coach. He obviously can coach.
Well, they rebuilt that whole roster.
Yeah.
They're 5-4.
And look, they're not a great team.
Let's not annoy them.
Okay, but they're in the mix. They're in the
Drabby.
Mix.
Yeah, but they're coming from
the
depths.
They're in the mix. They've improved. They've improved.
They were
horrible. Let's hold off on the parade.
I'm not giving them a parade, but they are in the mix.
T-shirt over there.
I will say, speaking of parade, I have allowed myself occasionally to think about a parade for the Caps lately, the way they've been playing.
You have? You're getting
I have
way
allowed myself
ahead of
to think about it. I was like, wow, they're 9-0-1.
They've been playing
keep winning.
For a month.
They're leading the NHL in points. I do believe in peaking too early, so I'm a little bit worried about that. But hopefully they go on a nice swoon here at some point, and then, you know, in a couple months, and then pick up from it. But yeah, the way they're playing, Cakes. How can you not? How can you not think?
And again, another road.
Maybe not.
Another road dub for them. They are road warriors early in this campaign. They take care of business away from Capital One.
No team has more points than them.
Look, they've been very impressive.
Yeah.
They're
they get the overtime win last night. Lasted all of 16 seconds. Holtby makes an amazing save, and then the puck just squirts out the center ice. Carlson flips it over to Willie for the game winner. Carly with another 3-point night.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He is scorching hot.
Can he get like MVP votes?
Yeah,
the way he's playing?
He might be MVP.
I mean, if he keeps doing what he's doing,
it's crazy.
I was listening to pregame.
Yeah,
actually, I was driving around last night, and they were just hyping the second line. The second line apparently has been taking care of business.
Yeah.
That's what Lurch's boy, Jacob Verana.
Ah, very
I'm
nice.
Trying to get a Verana jersey.
Ooh, That's a good one.
I'm going to get a Verona jersey.
Because he's going to be with the team for a long time.
I don't even
time.
Know what number he is, so I'm going to get it, though.
Ooh, I'm bad with numbers.
Is he 13? That might be right.
I'm bad with numbers. Outside of like the big sillies. I know Ovi. I know Backstrom. I know Holtby.
You know Wilson.
I know Wilson. Well, Willie's 43, I believe.
You know more than you might think.
I know some of the big dogs.
You probably know Holtby.
70.
Yeah. See, you know more than you.
Well, I know the superstars.
All right.
Drabby, can you check on Vrana's uni number? I want to say it's 13, but I could be wrong. I don't pay attention.
Sean says 13.
Very good.
13? All right. Lucky 13. I want 13 caps, Vrana on the back.
No, you don't want to put like Gretzky like you did?
I don't know if I can do that.
Jason did some weird bit. I he's such a weirdo. I don't even understand it. 20 years ago, the Caps asked
it was
us
a goof.
What we wanted on our jerseys. You know, like, did you want to say EB or Cakes or whatever?
Right.
And Jason said Gretzky. Put Gretzky on the back of mine.
You don't think that's funny?
I just didn't get it.
Well, regrettably, I said, just give me a Jager jersey, a Jaromir Jager Caps jersey. That's how long ago this was.
Right.
And I was more than happy to give that one away. Here, somebody else, you take that.
Right.
Takes this trash off my hands.
But they're playing great. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just trying not to sneeze on the air.
You sound
brutal,
very nasally.
24 hours.
Yeah.
I took Sudafed, Coldies, Airborne. I just took everything. Even though they all say.
It's like for the beginning
of a cold.
There
have been all kinds of studies that say that it's all just kind of a waste of time.
You took a bunch of sugar pills, basically.
Probably.
They do
nothing. Well, I think those things, if you take them at the very onset. It might slow. So instead of having a 7-day cold, you might have a 6-day cold. I mean, I think it has a marginal impact, but you got to take it at the beginning.
I don't know. I know I've seen studies which say all cough medicine, all that stuff is just bogus.
Well, no, that's different than the coldy stuff. Cough medicine stuff, I don't think none of that stuff cures you, but it helps the symptoms, helps you get through the day, 100%.
I mean, I think in theory, the Sudafed is supposed to get the stuff out of you. So I just blow in my nose all the time.
Yeah. It's just relentless. It'll never stop.
Did you have to do the wacky bit where you had to show your license to get the Sudafed from behind the counter?
No, that was over the counter.
Ah, okay.
You should have just taken today off. Why didn't you just take today off?
You know what? Because I'm off next week.
All right, who cares?
You know, just kind of trifling.
Are you doing anything next week? You're chilling.
Do some spots. Just chilling.
Chilling.
You didn't need to come in today. You should take the whole week. Just get healthy.
We got 100 guests.
Just, you know,
I'll
what?
Go home.
This is Jason's fantasy.
When I saw
Jason's
the outline
fantasy
today,
show.
I'll be honest with you. All right. I don't smile a lot.
Did you have some movement in your pants?
You don't smile a lot.
I don't, especially now in my life. When I looked at this,
yeah,
it's like I won the Powerball.
See, I have the opposite. I look at that and I go, I'm not interested in talking to any of those guys.
See, I want to talk to Dorian because you don't care about college football, but I do.
I like kind it. Kind of a big I game. I like it casually.
3:30 on Saturday.
Mike Jones. Casually. I love Mike Jones. Always have.
But it's all nice guys.
The LSU Alabama game isn't like prime time.
No, Richie, we just talked about this yesterday.
That's hurting.
Remember, he's going to be at the Virginia Tech game.
He doesn't listen very well, does he?
I do listen, but
he doesn't comprehend.
I forget about it.
Yes,
it's also walk out the door.
It's not
I'm guessing
prime time
is Minnesota. Penn
no,
State.
That's a noon
nope.
game.
That's
no.
a noon.
Wow. You know what? They're messing up the scheduling. Alabama LSU should be at a 7:30 or 8 o'clock kick.
I would agree.
They're doing it wrong.
I think the primetime
game.
Yeah,
now you can watch the whole game. You probably have a tough time staying up till midnight on Saturday.
Here are your primetime games.
Of course I would.
Clemson and NC State at 7:30 on
ABC.
That's
better in the primetime window.
And then Iowa State, Oklahoma on Fox. That's 8 o'clock. I would agree. The Bama LSU game should be.
Short all your CBS shares, Drab T-shirt.
But hold
immediately.
On. Can I go through this, please?
Yeah, yeah.
I love Doreen. Mm-hmm. I love Jones. We had Feinstein on yesterday. We're going to have him on again.
Yes.
Why was he on yesterday?
He popped in because he had no internet.
Like he just barged in. He just barged in. He was here.
He literally just barged in.
He was
in.
A late nice. Guest.
Did he, know, hey, did he know we were on the air? Like, what was he thinking?
Oh, when he just opened
he just
the door?
Walks in, doesn't
I said,
he?
I said, just wait for the guys.
Oh.
You guys are wrapping up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it was fine, but I mean, it's awkward. Somebody opens the door while you're on the air.
No, he was just going to wave and walk back out, but then he lingered longer.
Yeah. He wanted some, you know what it
was? Come on in.
He wanted attention.
Did he want some
because he knew that we would say, come on in. He knew that.
I don't know.
Maybe deep down.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Because every time he's done that, we've invited him in. All right, real quick. Kevin McCarthy, okay, I can do without Kevin. There's no good movies out. There's no good
I don't
movies.
Know. I have to look at the list.
Irishman.
But here you go. I love talking to Coach Turgeon.
Yes. Maryland's going to be really good.
A lot of hype. A lot of preseason hype.
And I know you like gambling.
And Nick Costas at 9:45, pick Fatty. So, I mean, that's a great lineup.
It's a great Friday for one Jason Bishop.
To me, that's way too many guests. That's way too many.
It's a Friday.
It is a football Friday, by the way, presented by the Sportsbook of Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet for real sports fans. You heard the lineup. Chris Doran will join us at 7. We'll talk some college football with him. Mike Jones at 7:20, NFL. So we're all over talking football throughout the show right here on The Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, let's switch things up today. Usually we save some of the prizes for the end of the show. Let's look up listeners right now. 10th caller, 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with the tickets to see comedian Bert Kreischer on the Birdie Boy World Tour. Coming to DR Constitutional Hall on March 8th, 2020. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. courtesy of Outback Presents. Details at thefandc.com/contest. So 10th caller, we'll hook you up with tickets to go see Bert Kreischer.
This guy on the Vibe Machine's been killing me for like a month.
The Thompson Creek Windows text machine.
He's been killing me. He says, why don't you, because he always talks about Eric. Because Eric wears a lot of Marist gear for his son,
right,
representing his son's school, which is great. He goes, why don't you ever wear Virginia Tech stuff to represent your daughter?
And I told him, hats I said, before?
I only have one hat.
Okay.
And I don't even like it that much.
Right.
And I told him, I said, I don't have that much gear. In fact, I've got a golf pullover, but it's way too cold to wear it.
Right.
I told him I'm going to get some stuff this weekend. He kills me every day.
He goes, he's just a Virginia Tech grad. He wants more love.
He says, why don't you represent? Why don't you? I'm like, dude, I just told him yesterday. I responded to him yesterday. I said, I'm going to get some stuff this weekend. I'm going to get a nice sweatshirt.
You know what? He's a candidate for blocking.
I'm the candidate. Close. I'm this close.
The candidate.
And yeah. I just told him.
You got
him,
the
I said,
finger waggle ready. It's ready to go.
I said, I'm going to get some stuff. I have one hat that I don't even like. It doesn't fit that well.
Right.
So just chill. Just chill.
Yeah. Just tell him to relax.
God, these people.
Why does he care so much about
what you're
wearing?
I don't understand why.
Virginia Tech grads are thin-skinned. They feel like they don't get enough love around here. Oh, yeah. It's very much not that dissimilar to like a Baltimore inferiority complex.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech grads feel like D.C. people don't give them enough love. That's my observation.
I blocked somebody because he was killing me for wearing the Sean Alexander 2 weeks ago for Wacky Wednesday, Wacky Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him the reason it was game, I think it was game 7 of the World Series.
Okay. Yeah,
last Wednesday, wasn't it?
I think that's right.
Whatever. It was a
somebody
World Series game.
Somebody was killing you
game.
For a goofy jersey you were wearing on for a goofy bit.
Were they saying, yeah, I said, why you, first you wearing of all, Nats gear?
Yeah, because you were wearing your Nats jersey, remember?
Yeah, correct.
I said, well, first of all, why do you care?
Yeah.
So I don't know why these people care what I'm wearing. Second of all, he didn't understand the bit.
Well, do you think I care?
Yeah. And he was killing me. Call me an idiot. I blocked him. I said, you're an idiot. You're stupid. You don't understand the world.
Right.
So that's why you're getting blocked.
Yeah.
And this guy's real close. Yeah. I just want to tell you that. I want to get that off my chest.
He's dancing with getting blocked.
Well, I mean, why do people care that much about
life? I don't know.
Start wearing Virginia Tech gear, you're like caving into the pressure.
I want to wear some stuff. I just want nice stuff.
You've never texted somebody and commented on what they're wearing?
Right, exactly.
Like on a radio show?
Yeah, I mean.
Television show?
Man, get a life, fella.
You don't text Scott Van Pelt when he's doing his big show?
I have not yet.
Yeah.
Nice tie, SVP. What are you doing?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I will give a free shout out to that Alton Lane. Love that spot. I think I have gift cards to give you guys.
Nice.
Too.
I have to wear a jacket tonight. I'm doing DC Sports Live.
Well, you're not going to get
their
it that
gear
quick.
Is,
yeah.
Well, I have jackets. But yeah. I mean, it's like jeans, but you have to kind of wear a jacket to do that show.
Oh, dude, that'd be a great place to go get one. You make an appointment. They have a bar there. You have a little scotch or whiskey to just chill and relax. You go through. They got 3,000 fabrics to choose from. And you come out of there feeling like an effing rock star. Personalized suit.
Take care of you.
I got my name embroidered in the thing.
Oh, look at you.
Very add fancy. Little extra stitches, different colors to make your suit just pop a little bit. You'd love it.
JP, I was watching.
Also got to thank Matchbox.
Yeah, I was going to say Matchbox.
Because they gave gift cards. Our guy, Freddie Herman, he's our new guy over at Matchbox.
Very good.
So you guys will be topped up every
Freddy.
Month with your card. Yeah. You see yours, JP? I gave it to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Matchbox.
Yeah. You don't remember the conversation we had?
Thank you, Freddie Herman.
Yeah. Vaguely, I don't. Jeez, I remember talking to him, and I remember talking to Jason.
Your short-term memory is bad.
Yeah.
It's too early in the morning. JP, I was going to say, I was watching a little DC Sports Live yesterday, and I saw Nick Ashew wearing a T-shirt and a jacket over it.
Yeah, I'm not going to pull the Miami Vice type look.
All right, but you don't have to wear a suit and tie.
I went back and forth with the producer last night. Told him when I was going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
My wife teaches classes. Like, don't get nervous. I'll be there by 8:30.
What's
I guess
this
the
for?
Show's on at 10. DC Sports Live.
Mm.
So Nick Ashew, usually I've seen the show. He does it very stylish with like no socks and kind of.
Not your look.
Yeah, he's trendy. His nickname is Hollywood Nick Ashew.
I'm going to have jeans, a nice shirt, and a jacket. I'll have my table manners look on.
That's all you need. It's all you need.
You can't show
point.
Up in a hoodie and sweats.
No. Probably not.
Flip flops.
No.
Would they really be bitter?
I mean, the guy said. Let me look at the text message. He's the producer. I think.
Go, hey man, I'm on your network for four hours.
They're trying
a day.
To class it up a little bit, AB.
In a hoodie and flip flops.
Yeah.
Trying to make it look presentable.
He just said it's usually been a blazer with whatever you want to wear underneath. So right. I guess you could wear a hoodie underneath your blazer.
I think that's a look.
It's definitely like an NBA baller look.
Yeah, but that's kind of a cool guy look. That's not JP.
Yeah, you're not a cool guy.
I think, didn't DeMatha try to claim like they started that look? Like the ballers at DeMatha that have now obviously gone on to the NBA.
Like
Markel
and
company.
All those guys?
I think they're trying to claim that they started like the hoodie underneath the blazer look.
That's news to me.
They probably did.
Who claimed that? Like Oladipo?
I don't know if it's him specifically, but I think DeMatha ballers got salty when they heard that it was an NBA thing. And they're like, no. We started doing this at DeMatha 10 or 15 years ago. Oh. And now it's evolved into an NBA thing.
Yeah. Maybe it is. Maybe
I'm shocked you guys, DeMatha guys, haven't heard about this.
I didn't
We're
pay
not
attention
that fashion conscious, Case.
Trust me, I'm well aware.
Right.
I didn't pay attention to that.
I feel like at DeMatha games, I only went to a couple of DeMatha basketball games while you were playing there. Didn't guys used to wear the shorts with their blazers, too? That was a Nubs look, looking like the guy from AC/DC.
I never did.
How dare you talk down Angus Young from AC/DC, one of the greatest guitarists in the history of the planet.
Oh, so you like that look?
The schoolboy look? It's a classic look for AC/DC. You telling me you don't know that's AC/DC when Angus Young comes
that,
out
but
in the
do you like
boy?
The look in life?
Not in life, but when when Angus Young comes out on stage with his guitar slung around his body and he's wearing a schoolboy outfit, you know you're in for a good time. At least you were back in the day.
Yeah, I would never wear that. I got to thank my guy, John Buell, by the way, yesterday. Took me out to Robert Trent Jones to play golf. Rain held out until about the 15th tee box.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was fine.
Did you finish then?
Yeah, we finished. We got through it. But just the hospitality was unbelievable. He's a great host.
See that you paid for a new hat that you're wearing.
Yeah, he said it's a rule that if I have a guest out, you got to go into the shop and get a shirt and a hat.
Boy, what a tyrant that guy is.
He's a good dude. Anyway, so I got to thank my man John for hanging out with me yesterday.
He's got so many rich friends.
So many.
What's he going to do? You know, when we get fired, because everybody
they're
gets
all
fired,
they're all going to dry up.
You're not going to have those rich friends.
Yeah.
You're not as popular.
You got to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
I don't have many friends at all, but the ones that I do have, they're not filthy rich.
I'm thinking about it. I went to dinner with three friends, guys, the other night. One of them's a chef. You guys know him. The other one's a cop.
Right.
I mean, they're just not in the same league.
Yeah, they don't own companies.
And the other one actually,
I got friends that are cops.
The other one does really well. As I know, he bought like a Maserati. I think he's got a lot of money, but I can't describe his job. And he's probably not in that league.
I wouldn't even know where you buy a Maserati. They have Maserati dealership, or you have to buy it online. I wouldn't even know where you buy it.
There's one in Arlington, around $395.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. I mean, yeah. Wouldn't know. Where does somebody, I mean, I know where you buy it. Where do you buy a Ferrari?
They have dealerships.
Yeah, there's one right in Ashburn.
I mean, there's not a ton of them around.
There's a Ferrari dealership.
Right off of 28, I think. Yeah. Right there in, well, Sterling, I guess it's considered Sterling.
I thought you just bought those cars, like, on some website. I didn't even know they had showrooms.
I knew he did okay. I played golf with him this summer, and he had the Maserati. Then I asked him, how much does a Maserati go for? I was like, oh, I guess you're doing all right.
Is a Maserati the one that almost has, like, some sort of, like, crown logo-ish?
I don't.
What's their logo?
I don't shop for Maseratis.
It's a trident.
What's a trident? I don't even know what that is.
Pitchfork.
Yeah, maybe that's... Is that what I'm talking about?
Aquaman.
Yeah.
The Aquaman reference. Come on, lost over here. You think he knows what Aquaman carries around?
No. Yeah, that's it.
I don't know, but that dealership's strategically placed because it's about a mile from Ashburn.
Well, of course. Right?
From Redskins
all those
Park.
Tech guys?
No, oh, from Redskins Park.
Do a bunch of the Skins guys drive
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a bunch,
right, because it's smart for some ballers to buy Ferraris.
Some of them come in there.
Ferraris or Maseratis? The Ferraris is what's near you. Which one did you say?
I think it's a Ferrari dealership. It might be a Ferrari / Maserati, but there's definitely one there, and it's right around the corner from Redskins Park. And
you
I
won't
know
get one. I mean, you did buy a Corvette years ago.
Yeah, Corvette.
Step up.
I bought an $18,000 used Corvette.
Yeah, and then you pwned it real good.
I put another $18,000 in it. I had $36,000 into an $18,000 car.
Did you get in an accident right near the Toys R Us I used to work at in Annapolis?
I did. Well, I learned a good lesson. Almost died that day.
Scary.
The guy T-boned me at 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, that can kill you real good.
I did that deal where you turn left because you know where the traffic was stopped. Not that anyone cares. Traffic was stopped, and everyone's saying, come across, because I was turning left, and it wasn't my area, and that there was a third lane there where people are speeding to get onto 50.
Yeah, by the way, that's one of the busiest intersections I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I mean,
and I didn't
so
know.
Busy.
So there were two lanes stopped, a third lane, I thought it was shoulder. Oh, no, that's not a shoulder. That's essentially the ramp to 50, and some guy in a Jeep was coming. I just poked my nose out in front of him a little bit. I'm just sauntering across slowly, and he T-boned me going 55 plus. I should have died that day.
I almost died one day, similar situation, running, where I was running across the street of a highway, but it had two lanes.
Play Frogger?
Two lanes turning left. And I thought it was all of the lanes had red light. So the two lanes turning left, I see two cars lined up, stopped.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I'm good to go. And I'm running across, I think, a three-lane highway.
You didn't realize the third
and
lane?
And one car just zooms like 70 miles an hour, literally missed me by 5 feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like had to kick him.
Did you not know that there was a third lane?
I just didn't see it.
You would have been blown into a million pieces.
Yeah.
The car hit you at 70 miles per hour.
I'm 49 years old. I still get scarred when I cross a major highway, like as a pedestrian.
Sure.
Don't like
try to limit it as much as possible.
My wife will walk across any street. She doesn't care. She doesn't have any care in the world. I'm like holding on to the kids for dear life.
I was just driving in the O-Town last night on a 30 or 35 mile per hour road. It's dark. It's rainy. People are just, all they're doing, jaywalking all over the place. Just stepping out. It's dark. It's butt hard to see people dressed in dark clothing.
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so people don't care.
You have no regard
I think
for your
was
own
just,
life.
Pedestrian was just mowed down in Rockville, I think yesterday.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Mm. Just in the morning. Crazy. I have no idea whose fault it was.
I'm desperate for a crosswalk whenever I can get one.
Now,
people disrespect the crosswalk.
I almost got greased by a parking enforcement officer. A parking enforcement officer right in front of the building two weeks ago.
Takes walks around with so much fear.
Yeah.
Always fearful.
I don't know if you guys talked about this yesterday, and I don't even know the timing of it because I was kind of out of it. Did you talk about the Trent Williams deal? Or did it happen after the show?
That was after the show ended.
Which is the fact that they put him on the non-football injury list?
They don't have to pay him. Are they just looking for a dispute?
Yeah, I mean, if he has no intention of paying, I actually don't blame them for doing it. He has no intention of playing for you. I actually have no problem with them putting him on that list. I have no problem with it.
But if they're planning on trading him in the offseason, aren't they completely torching his trade value?
Yes, they're stupid. They should have traded him when he had two years left on his deal. It should affect his trade value because he's got his vested year. By coming in and reporting by a certain time.
Yeah but them putting him on the NFI doesn't affect his
trade
value.
No, but if they had traded him prior
Before,
to the season.
Sure, then you have 2 years left.
With 2 years left.
Yeah, but that's a different story. But what they did yesterday doesn't affect his trade value. He's disgruntled.
His trade value's already sabotaged.
I mean, you just
point.
Haven't seen him on the field in forever.
Yeah. So, you know,
I wouldn't trade for Trent Williams. I wouldn't have any faith that he'd play.
No, you'd...
No, I think he wants to play.
He wants to play here.
Yeah.
But look, they're not going to get more than like a third rounder.
He's not playing with a Redskins logo on his helmet.
No.
He's playing for a different team.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah, he's not playing for this team ever again.
Yeah, it's sad. What are you going to do? I mean, they're best player. They completely nuked the relationship with their best player somehow.
I just wish I knew everything about it, because if he says that it popped up 5 or 6 years ago and the Skins kept telling him, "Ah, it's no big deal. I'm sorry. If it was bothering me, I would have gone to another doctor and said, "Hey, what's the deal here?"
I guarantee you, to protect themselves, at some point they said there's somewhere in those documents that say he should, that we advise him to go get it checked.
Yeah, I wonder if
that's probably why I didn't want you to check the records.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There's something there going on that we have
both sides, I think, are at fault in this one. I don't think it's a clear cut deal by any stretch. Both sides are at fault. Redskins are a disaster of an organization, so I'm sure they did a million things wrong. But I'm also sure Trent didn't handle it perfectly either. That would be my guess. I think it's a reasonable person could.
Look, anything that's growing on my head that's large and has a little pain, I'm going to get that thing checked out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's for Dr. Redskin or Dr. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get that thing checked out and find out exactly what it is.
Dr. Redskin definitely has
a burgundy
jacket. I'm not
going to let Dr. Redskin tell me, "Oh, it's no big deal. It's no big deal," for 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get it checked out from somebody else.
Sure. Yeah.
Especially now, who knows
growing.
If he did
it.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. They said he had to take off a softball-sized scar in his scalp.
Yeah.
That's a big.
That mean, does it get,
that's
that,
a big
does that
wound.
Mean he can't grow his hair right? It's always going to be, you know what I mean? How guys are getting.
I think that's the least of his concerns, growing his hair right.
Well, I think he's fine, but now that you deal with, like, just from a cosmetic standpoint,
yeah.
Is he going to look like he has a bowling ball in the back of his head?
Not sure.
That's not going to look good.
You know what helps that? A hat.
Or he's got to wear a hat the rest of his life.
Slam a hat or a helmet on your head. You're good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, someone's texted me. It's a Ferrari, Maserati, and Lambo dealership.
Oh, they do all that stuff there.
They do all three
look
over
at that
there.
Trio.
Off of 28. Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I haven't been in the market for Lamborghini. Forgive me.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even fit in one.
I can't get a Lamborghini Diablo.
No, I just saw they have SUVs.
Oh, they do?
Oh, how much those cost?
Does? $200,000.
200K. Yeah.
They said a video says they can't keep them in stock.
Well, people spend $100K for probably some. Yeah, some of these SUVs I probably spend $100K for.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm interested in just buying a pickup truck. You want to buy like a new pickup truck? Mm-hmm. You spend $70,000-$80,000.
Oh, those are expensive.
Like a
Ford. I never understand why you want pickup trucks. Like you're hauling stuff.
I would never haul anything.
You this, when I had,
I just feel like a badass.
I got to use a Ram truck, brand new one, like a 2018, like fully loaded for a week.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't have any business having it, or I have no real utilitarian
Most people don't.
Use for it. But I'm telling you, that vehicle was freaking amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, it had every giant touchscreen thing would lift, you know, a foot off the ground. I mean, it had everything. It was crazy.
No, I'll do that if I'm renting a car sometimes for a weekend or something. I'll try to buy.
Now, I didn't want to park.
I'll rent
it.
A big fancy truck.
It was nearly impossible to park.
Right,
I would park it all the way out at the edge, the periphery of the parking lot, because I mean, I just can't park it.
Yeah. Well, it might escalate. Or yeah, that's what I mean. Escalate. It's hard to park that thing. It's hard to park that
thing. You got
to
give that thing a wide berth.
And I have an older one, so it's one of the old ones that doesn't have a camera on the back.
Oh,
the
camera is such a must-have at this point.
Yeah, especially when if you're driving around a big old vehicle and you don't have a camera.
Need that camera.
I could run over a dog or a person or something.
I'm sure you could.
It could easily happen.
All right, should mention, coming up at 7 o'clock, Chris Doering's going to join us, former Florida Gator wide receiver, now an analyst on ESPN and SEC. We will preview the big Alabama-LSU game. Mike Jones at 7:20 as we go around the NFL here on The Junkie.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Junks, 106.7 The Fan, NBC Sports Washington. If you miss any part of today's show, it's not a problem for you, Rickies. You can rewind up to 24 hours now with the new feature on radio.com. The Rewind, download the app, select 106.7 The Fan. You can go back in time. Technology, embrace it. It's 2019, everybody. It's almost 2020.
Absolutely.
Wrap your arms around it.
Just hook it up.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm going to redo the deck. I'm going to add a bunch to it and put a patio in the backyard. I'm starting to get some bids and some renderings.
Very good.
I'm showing JP and Drabby during the break. But I tell you, these decisions always make me crazy because, you know, you have to pick your colors, pick your color of the railings, pick your color of the wood, pick the type of stone you're going to use and all that. And it's so tilting because it's so permanent.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it might look one thing, like one thing on the rendering, but then when you pick it, you better like it. Because when they put 1,000 square feet of it or whatever out in your backyard, I mean, that's it.
Yep.
You're set.
No turning back.
I know that when we redid our house years ago and we had to redo the kitchen and everything, you have to pick your countertops and pick your floor colors and all that stuff. Man, the pressure on that. I have a hard enough time ordering airline tickets and hitting send because right. I'm afraid I might do something
wrong.
Sure,
you might botch it.
To pull the trigger and say, okay, yeah, we'll take that color deck. We'll take that color stone. We'll take that color railing. Man,
it's
nerve-wracking. It's just be freaking diarrhea.
Even if you're not crazy about it, you got to live with it.
You got to live with it.
You just got to adapt.
You got to live with it.
And you'll be fine. It looks good.
The design choices, we're tweaking it here a little bit. See, I told him, what do you guys stand on this? My wife is against it. Mm-hmm. My kids are for it. I want a friggin' hot tub. I'm going to be dead in 25 years. I want to have a hot tub.
Will you use it?
I'll use it daily. I'll use it all the time.
Well, remember, he takes baths
daily. I'll use it in the winter.
Sure.
I love...
Well, of course, in the winter, I think that's what it's for. Would you use it in the summer when it's 98 degrees out?
Maybe not. I don't know. I would just use it. Okay?
All right.
Now, the problem is, I think hot tubs look trashy. I think they look a little white trashy.
It depends on how it's set up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't want it to look trashy. It's got to look classy.
You got to incorporate it into the design.
Exactly. So I told the guy, now my wife doesn't want it.
Aren't you going to have tons of Ryans in there? So many trees.
This
is going to be going in the hot tub all the time.
Well, you know, they have covers. You have covers.
Covered up.
All of them have covers.
They're just sitting there for 10 minutes. A bunch of Ryans are going to fall down.
You got to pick them out, I guess. I don't know.
And remember, in her past life, before she retired, my wife was an architect. So, you know, she knows. She doesn't think that they look that good.
She doesn't think it's aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah. She doesn't like most of my ideas.
Well, can't you, like, tuck it into a corner of the, you're not going to have it in the center of the deck.
No, right. And I agree with her. I think they do look kind of trashy, unless you have it nice. So the guy is going to, he's going to incorporate it into the design. He's going to sink it into the deck so it looks like it's built in. It'll look like Valdez's above-ground pool.
Right?
So then somebody could be walking on
the
deck
it'll be covered.
Fall right in?
It'll be covered when it's not being used.
I'm sorry. Did you say how much is the top? Is it like $5,000?
How much
is it?
For the tub?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You're just going to incorporate it into the budget.
Into the design. Yeah. Right. Whatever it costs. I'm going to be dead soon. You get one crack.
Will you stop saying that?
That's how I walk around. I think about it every day.
I know, but you,
life is just dwindling. At the hourglass, there's less sand in it every second.
Soon? What is soon?
I figure within 25 years, if I'm lucky.
That's not soon. 25 years.
Yeah. Dad died at 69.
I know. My mother was 69.
25 years goes quick, though.
Yeah, it's so quick. I mean, my daughter's already junior. Going to son's in college. I mean, you know, it's over. Mm-hmm. So I want to get a freaking hot tub, but I'm just afraid that when we do all the design and everything, I'm going to be unhappy with it at the end, and I'm going to say, yeah, you're right, man, it looks trashy.
Your brain is just, it's tortured.
Only negative thoughts. All my thoughts
just
are negative.
Just do it. Just incorporate it in. Have your infinity hot tub or whatever it is.
No, well, I don't think it'll look like an infinity thing.
Whatever it is, just do it.
Yeah. Should I have it built in, I think it, to the deck or to the patio?
Deck. Patio would look nubs.
Probably the deck. And then wouldn't you have to like walk down to the patio? You're not going to want to do that.
That's the thing.
In the middle of winter.
Right in my skivvies.
Yeah. You can barely come in here without nine layers. I'm sure you're going to walk down a bunch of steps when it's 30 degrees to go to the hot tub.
It's true. So we're smack dab in the middle of all that right now. Mm-hmm. Right smack dab in the middle of. By the way, I'm not taking for granted that I always expect that I'll drive and wrap my car around a tree or something every day too.
So positive.
Or a lump will show up.
Yeah, I'm just the opposite. It's not the same level. You're spending a lot of money. This was a $129 purchase, but Dylan has an Xbox One, and he still likes to play his Xbox 360, which has the old games.
Which one is that one? What did that
just
one look
old
like?
One. It's, you know, that's a pretty big old box.
The Xbox 360.
He wanted to play, like, an NCAA game. He's big into college football, and they quit making the NCAA game. It might come back because of likenesses. Like, you could play NCAA. He was playing NCAA 09 with Tim Tebow. It's clearly Tim Tebow, but on the it said Blake. Like they have computer generated names,
right?
Yeah,
because is he Tebowing? Of the NCAA is he praying? Rules. But in his room where he has a TV connected to the Xbox 360, that TV just crapped out. So Kelsey and Dylan moved the Xbox, the silly one, the Xbox One, over to Kelsey's room. But he still had the Xbox 360 connected to this TV and just had to get a new TV. I just went to BestBuy.com. I just put 32-inch, boom, found a silly Toshiba for $1.29, done.
Yeah,
pick it up
TVs
today.
Are so butt
TVs
cheap.
Are so cheap.
That's so
another thing. That's another thing I want to put on my deck. There's a little roof part or whatever. Over, I want to put a TV in there, indoor, outdoor. How much do those cost?
Don't know.
I bet you're going to Google it.
I bought a 32-incher for $129.
I don't think I could put a regular one, like a regular number. I think that the weather would pummel it. I think you need something special.
Yeah, you can't do the Tommy Horse camp and just wheel out a regular TV on your deck. Oh, I'm not going to worry about the elements. This TV, this bubble TV will be fine.
If you put like an extension cord and you have it like on a
TV cart.
Right. I think that's what Valdez and Horsey.
You always get
Horsey was pissed at me because I'm refinancing my home.
Okay.
And I didn't use him. His company.
Like salty.
And I've used him before.
Yeah.
I think Eric just used him.
I just did.
Yeah. I said, Tommy, I don't think you're very good.
Don't think you're very good at your job?
That. I didn't say that. I said, I don't think you can offer me the deal that I'm getting from Intercoastal is what I'm using.
Right, right.
Intercoastal Mortgage. And he looked at the numbers. I sent him all the numbers.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know what? You're right. I couldn't have matched that.
Right, those rates pummel mine.
Yeah, he couldn't have matched it. I said, that's why I didn't use you. Mm-hmm. I didn't have faith that you could
not
match
because
it.
He failed accounting five times.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not because he has a 60-gallon industrial trash can in his kitchen. Sorry, Horsey. We're just
he does fine.
He does
fine and need your business.
He's my boy.
I don't know if it's a 60-gallon. What are those big trash cans? How many gallons are in those things?
Like a 50-gallon or 55-gallon.
Like we had that in college. I believe
you
still has that.
A million roaches.
We did. I don't know
just
how
everywhere.
How did we live with that? We had the guy. What's the roach company? Terminix?
Orkin. Terminix. Orkin. Yeah.
They came in and the guy said it was the worst infestation he's ever seen. This is the guy that works for
bunch of papas running around.
Well,
your
what
kitchen.
Happened is you would turn the lights on, and 6 billion roaches would scatter.
Of course.
But then my thing was once you turn the lights on, you never saw them. So
right.
What'd you care?
Yeah, they went into hiding.
Yeah, I didn't care. It's college.
It's college. What do you care?
We had mold all around the shower.
All you cared about was drinking, trying to hook up with chicks and trying to keep your GPA above like a 2.5.
Right.
At least that's what I cared about.
Yeah. I'm not sure we even thought about our GPAs.
Right. Trust me, for one semester, I didn't think about my GPA.
All right, coming up next at 7 o'clock, we will turn to football on a Football Friday presented by the Sportsbook of Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game, every bet for real sports fans. Chris Doering, former Redskin, former Florida Gator, will join us. We'll talk Alabama versus LSU and other huge college matchups. He works for the SEC Network. Keep it here. It's Chris Doering next on The Junkie.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.